Jonathan Bittner is a technician for IBM in San Jose, California. He carpools to work from his home in Los Banos, a small town in California's Central Valley. A one-way trip takes up to 90 minutes.
The biggest drawback to it all is the time away from family. I probably know my carpoolers better than I know my family.
Bittner says he can't afford to live in Silicon Valley, where the economic boom has driven the median home price to almost $500,000. That's why he settled in Los Banos. It's a place where he could afford to buy a decent house for himself, his wife, and two daughters. His mortgage payment is low, but he pays a steep price on the jam-packed highways. Bittner says he's tired of the grind. In a recent study, Rutgers University professor Carl Van Horn looks at how American workers such as Jonathan Bittner feel about the economic expansion. Van Horn conducts the survey every year, and for 2 years running, he's found that even though Americans are generally glad for the economic boom, more of us are dissatisfied with our jobs and our lives.
When you look at the surface, it's the most positive economic situation you could imagine. When you dig a little deeper, you realize that there are problems. There are problems in terms of people feeling pressure and stress.
There's certainly lots of pressure and stress in the Silicon Valley housing market, where the technology-led boom is driving home prices to astronomical levels. On a recent Saturday, a sign of the madness. A guitar-playing duo called Los Compadres is entertaining a crowd of about 100 near downtown Campbell, a well-to-do Silicon Valley city nestled at the foot of the Santa Cruz Mountains. People have gathered to hoot and holler about the rarest of commodities, affordable houses, two brand-new four-bedroom, two-bath houses selling for $110,000 each. The lucky buyers are getting the homes from Habitat for Humanity, a charity that usually sells houses to the poor for about $45,000. But this is Santa Clara County, where an average house costs $500,000. The buyers of these two houses have good jobs and make enough money to live comfortably in the Twin Cities and many other places, but middle-class income just doesn't cut it in the Bay Area. Teresa Jackson is buying one of these subsidized houses. She's an accountant with three young daughters. Jackson says until she started working with Habitat for Humanity, the overheated housing market had worn her down.
I've gone to mortgage companies, been kind of laughed at and told no way. And for a person in my position, that it's impossible in this area. I have a lot of friends that are commuting in from like Tracy and places real far away, taking 2 to 3 hours to get to work in the morning just so they can afford a house. But for us, it would have been impossible, especially as a single parent and having to be close to school.
In Palo Alto, about 20 miles from Teresa Jackson's new house, web designer Ann Bradley is desperately looking for a modest apartment to share with her teenage son. She's grown tired of going to open houses where more than 100 apartment seekers compete for the right to rent a room in a house for $1,500 a month. So just the other day, she placed a unique ad in the Palo Alto Daily News.
We'll trade domain name thiswiredhouse.com or etakeout.com for Palo Alto living situation.
That's right, my .com address for your street address.
One of the reasons that I got so discouraged was I saw an ad for a place for $995 a month. It was a room and a house, and it had a small kitchen and a half a bath. And a half a bath is just not acceptable at $995 a month. You have to have someplace to take a shower.
No one has taken Bradley up on her offer so far. Higher prices for apartments and houses are just one of the expansion-related phenomena that causes stress. In some places, the economic boom is so strong it changes the very character of a city. Denise Sullivan, a third-generation San Franciscan, says the influx of dot-com companies has transformed her city for the worse. San Francisco has always been a bustling, expensive place to live. Sullivan says now it's much worse.
I don't like to go out as much anymore. I certainly don't consider going to a movie on a Friday or a Saturday. There's no way I would do that. Everything is too crowded.
Sullivan says 5 years ago, before the dot-comification of San Francisco, it was a mellower scene.
It was a friendly place to live and work, and it wasn't about survival. It wasn't about going to get to be the first person when you see that vacancy for that apartment and then bidding over, you know, the asking price for the apartment. I'm not even talking about places that are for sale, but I mean, people are willing to pay more rent than advertised.
There's certainly more people on the road, and there are more people demanding services.
Rutgers University professor Carl Van Horn.
This all contributes to the difficulty people report in balancing work and family, because they, when they leave work, it's harder to get home at night, it's harder to get there in the morning, and so on and so forth.
Van Horn says many people are tired of the expansion, but not so weary they wish for the opposite, a recession.
Overall, Americans are satisfied with their jobs, and they're very happy about the current state of the economy. They want to see it continue. They don't want to see it, they don't want to go back to the 1990s. But they're saying, okay, with this new economy, we have to think about how do we come up with a better way to achieve positive economic growth while also not driving us into the ground.
Van Horn says the boom fatigued would benefit from more flexible work schedules and widespread telecommuting. He says people would feel better about their jobs and home lives if they could be off the roads at busy times and with their families more often. What people are seeking, he says, is a better balance between work and their personal lives, something that's often missing in this long boom. IBM technician John Bittner says he's not sure if it's any longer possible to lead a balanced life at the fringe of Silicon Valley.
Even though Silicon Valley is truly where it's at, it's the technological bleeding edge of our culture, it's just not possible for average folk to hang out there and prosper.
Bittner says he's pretty sure he'll move his family out of California in search of a place where the living's a little easier. John Gordon, Minnesota Public Radio.